You're listening to the audio production of Daily Guideposts 2018 by Guideposts, published by Zondervan and read by Christopher Ragland. Hello, friends. Welcome to Daily Guideposts 2018. We're so pleased that you are joining us this year on a journey of inspiration and connection as our writers share from the heart and reflect on all the ways, big and small, that God is at work in their lives. This was a year when many of our contributors felt God's unfailing love. They felt it in joyous moments, such as when they were reunited with family, or when a beloved friend bestowed forgiveness, or in the closeness of a spouse, the companionship of a furry friend, a rising sun enjoyed on a back porch. God has been present for our community in bleaker times too. When a good friend passed away, when a family crisis could not be solved easily, when brokenness remained. In all times, God's love was steadfast. This year's theme is unfailing love. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalm 33, verse 22. As we read this psalm, we see how hope in God is closely linked to belief in his love. We pray that you will experience God's love in new ways as you spend daily time with him. And we are very happy to welcome two new writers, Amy Eddings from Ada, Ohio, and Vicky Kuiper from Phoenix, Arizona. We also said farewell to some friends this year, Sam Adriance, Karen Barber, Katie Ganshert, and Jeff Chapinga. Also, this is the last Daily Guideposts that Brian Doyle will appear in. He passed away on May 28, 2017, when we were going to press. We will miss his humor, wit, and ability to point us back to God's mercy and love with such grace and beauty. Our Daily Guideposts writers welcomed God into all the details of their lives, from trusting his timing, to delighting in his gifts, to believing in his unfailing love in all circumstances. You'll hear how Rhoda Blecker continues to heal and grow after the death of her husband, Keith. How Logan Eliason transitions to the demands of full-time law school. How Marion Bond West loves her two sons, even from afar, and welcomes someone new into her church community. How Ashley Kappel exults in the joy of her two young children. We have five special series to bring to you this year. Julia Attaway tells us how she kept her family together and her faith in God in confidence in difficulty. Julie Garman shares how she came out of her depression and anxiety and started to see the beauty of simplicity. Marcy Alberghetti recounts the story of God growing her in grace and hope by using a serious accident and subsequent recovery for falling into grace. During Holy Week, walk with Carol Kuykendall and her friend in preparing for the resurrection. Jim Hinch reflects upon the coming of Christ in light in our darkness. Get ready to greet God each morning, watching and praying for his unfailing love to show up in your life and your heart. Faithfully yours, Editors of Guideposts. P.S. We love hearing from you. Let us know what Daily Guideposts means to you by emailing dailygpeditors@guideposts.org or writing to Guideposts Books and Inspirational Media, 110 William Street, New York, New York, 10038. You can also keep up with your Daily Guideposts friends on facebook.com/dailyguideposts. January. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Psalm 36, verse 5. Monday, January 1st. A wise son makes a glad father. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1. The Tournament of Roses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?